folks, we're here today to pay tribute to a person who I consider one of the true masters of the so-called classical five-string banjo. He was a tobacco farmer, lawyer, law consultant, been at the Philadelphia Festival many, many years, Mariposa, also Newport, numerous others. He was on the Dick Cavett Show, Burl Ives Award, he got an award, Philadelphia Folk Society Musical Award, a good gentleman, amazing musician, a beautiful person, and to me at least, and I'm sure to you, a real everlasting friend. I want you to introduce to you Paul Catlett.
I'm going to give you about a half a dozen variegated numbers. One of the reasons why I'm in the banjo picture is that I have tried to use the angle of a solo instrument, and in some very minor way, perhaps, like the Segovia Tresa guitar, I have tried to create a picture of a banjo as something that is not to be poked fun at the way it has been many times in the past, and that banjo players are the funny sort of people, one of the lower forms of life. I tried to give a picture of it as a musical instrument in a small way, an instrument with many built-in difficulties, and I try to, by using a variety of pieces of a musical nature and trying to play it in a musical way, come up with a sound which is not offending to a musical ear. if I can do that, well, I'm very pleased. And I want to emphasize perhaps one thing, that my teacher, my very good teacher, Fred Bonaps, who was a very skilled musician and capable of any speed that he wanted to use, never said at any time that we were playing in each other's presence. Paul, speed it up a bit. But several times I remember him saying, slow it down a bit. So there are many, many, many people who can play the banjo at terrific speed, and not necessarily with the most pleasing result. Maybe one hand is going back and forth at terrific speed with the alternating fingering, and the other one is more or less stationary on the keyboard. My first piece will be a piece that was on. It was recorded by Fred Bonaps. This is called, my style is called the classical style. It's sort of a misnomer. So I'll play it as a first number, a ragtime number, which is more of the type of thing that we played. This is one that was played by Fred Bonaps himself and recorded by him, named Hot Corn, Hot Corn Jubilee.